Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
This is Brett Doherty subbing for Archansky, and this is Tuesday's Chapelboro Sports Notebook. Pushing through the peaks. The ultimate comeback story keeps on going. So much was said over the long and extraordinary return of former UNC Tar Heel ace and Colorado Rockies closer Daniel Bard, who won MLB's Comeback Player of the Year in 2020. He was the late first-round pick of the Boston Red Sox, who became the primary setup man and had 25 consecutive scoreless appearances. He then lost his command in bizarre fashion and still holds a jaw-dropping stat line at any league level, with 8 batters faced, 5 walks, and 2 hit batters in his last minor league appearance. He rebuilt himself as a mental skills coach with the Arizona Diamondbacks, which was an amazing reclamation feat by itself. He closed the door on a 7-year absence with a rapid return to the majors in 2020 with 6 saves in 24 2/3 innings and 27 strikeouts. His 2020 performance made for an easy and unanimous MLB Comeback Player of the Year choice. Yet by the May of 2021, the gripes were that he was a different pitcher. The slider lost velocity. The fastball was getting hammered. His spin rate and axis of rotation weren't the same. Bard admitted that he knew it was one of two things. His sequencing was either getting too predictable or they knew what was coming, let alone pitching for the Rockies and Coors Field. He stayed confident with adjustments. Until he reached a Dodger lineup on July 23rd, he had a stretch of 4-for-4 perfect saves and he scored upon once in 9 appearances. The Rockies are 18 back heading into the end of July. The white flags are being pulled out of the bag, and the odds are that the Rockies will make a deal to sell high on Bard with the trade deadline looming this week. He has high value. He holds 4 strong pitches and a refined mental game, which is hard to find in a closer, even at 36. He could be shipped to a playoff contender, which would be another adventure to the tale. But Bard's adventure is not just about the comeback, but how he is pushing through the pains and slips and the peaks. He's provided a soothing message for us who have had a few rocky appearances in the summer of comebacks. Keep throwing the heat. I'm Brett Doherty for Chapelboro.